First, whatever anyone else might think, the survivors of Garvai's army trusted Windshare as implicitly as they trusted Garvai himself. They knew, whether the rest of the princedom was prepared to believe it or not, that no one could have done a better job under the circumstances than Garvai, Windshare, and Sir Charles Doyle had done. That the combination of the Carizian Marines' rifles, the long range of the Carizian artillery, and the deadly amphibious mobility of the Carizian Navy had been too much for any merely mortal general to overcome. And they knew another commander, other generals, might very well have gotten far more of them killed, proving that. As a consequence, they were willing to continue to trust their old commanders, and that trust, that loyalty, was more precious than rubies. And second, just as important as the troops' trust in Windshare, Garvai had complete faith in the Earl. Perhaps not without a few reservations about Windshare's judgment, he conceded, although he did have rather more confidence in that judgment than some of the Regency Council's members. But whatever reservations he might quietly nurse about the Earl's sagacity, he had complete and total faith in Alec Arthur's loyalty, integrity, and courage. So maybe he doesn't have the sharpest brain in the princedom to go with them. These days, I'll take 3 out of 4 and thank Langhorne I've got them.
What about the rest of the army, Corin? Tartarian asked.
It could be better, it could be worse, Garvai shrugged. General Cherman's reissued enough muskets for our total permitted force, and we've converted all of them to take the new bayonets. At the moment, we still don't have any artillery, and to be honest, I can't really blame him for that. And all the muskets are still smoothbores. On the other hand, they're a hell of a lot better than anyone else is going to have. That's the could-be-worse side of things. None of the troublemakers we're likely to face are going to have anything like the firepower we do. Unfortunately, I don't have anywhere near as many men as I wish I had. As many as I'm pretty damn sure we're going to need before this is all over, the way things seem to be headed, in fact. And the ones I do have were all trained initially as soldiers, not city guardsmen. Until we actually see them in action, I'm not as confident as I'd like to be that they aren't going to react like combat troops instead of guardsmen, which could get messy. That's the could-be-better side.
How many do you have? Do we have? North Coast asked.
Garvai looked at him and he shrugged.
I know you sent us all a memo about it, and I read it, really I did. But to be honest, I was paying more attention to the naval side of things when I did.
Well, that made sense, Garvai supposed. North Coast's earldom lay on Wind Daughter Island, separated from the main island of Coruscant by East Margot Sound and Whitehorse Reach. Wind Daughter was very nearly half Coruscant Island size, but it boasted less than a quarter as many people. Much of it was still covered in old-growth forest, and 90% of the population lived almost in sight of the water. Wind Daughter's people tended to regard inhabitants of the Big Island as foreigners, and, so far at least, they seemed far less incensed than the citizens of Manchir over Prince Hector's assassination. Under the circumstances, it didn't really surprise Garvai that North Coast had been more concerned over how the Carizian naval patrols were likely to affect his fishermen than over the size of garrison the island might be going to receive. Our total force, field force that is going to be a little under 30,000, he said. I know 30,000 sounds like a lot of men, and, frankly, I'm more than a little amazed that Caleb agreed to let us put that many Coruscantians back under arms at all. But the truth is that it isn't really that big a number, my lord, not when we're talking about something the size of the entire princedom. As long as I can keep them concentrated, they can deal with anything they're likely to face. If I have to start dividing them into smaller forces, though, and I will, just as sure as Shanwei, the odds start shifting. Frankly, I don't see any way I'm going to be able to put detachments everywhere we're really going to need them. Not if I'm going to keep them big enough, new muskets or not, to make any of us happy. North Coast nodded somberly.
The real problem, Anvil Rock observed, is that we're going to have enough combat power to stomp on any fires that spring up. But we're not going to have enough numbers to give us the sort of coverage that might keep the sparks from flaring up in the first place.
He looked unhappy.
And the real problem with stomping on fires is that everything else in the vicinity tends to get stomped on as well.
Exactly, Father. Which is why I was so glad to see Alex report. I'm going to start deploying his men to the other major towns, especially down here in the southeast, as quickly as possible. He's not going to be able to make any of his detachments as big as we'd all like, but they'll be more mobile than any of our infantry. They'll be able to cover a lot more ground, and frankly, I think cavalry is going to be more reassuring to the local city guardsmen.
Reassuring?
His father smiled thinly.
Don't you mean more intimidating?
To some extent, I suppose I do, Garvey admitted. On the other hand, a little intimidation for the people who'd be most likely to give those guardsmen problems is a good thing. And I'm not going to complain if the constables suggest to the local guard officers that remembering they're supposed to be maintaining public order instead of leading patriotic insurrections would be another good thing.
I'm not either, Anvil Rock said. Even though there's a part of me that would rather be doing exactly that, leading a patriotic insurrection, I mean, instead of what I am doing.
No one responded to that particular remark, and after a moment the Earl shrugged.
All right, Raymond, he said, now that Corrin has his troops ready to deploy, I suppose it's time we figure out how we're going to pay them, isn't it?
His smile was wintry.
I'm sure that's going to be lots of fun, too.